Welcome to the Scream Sisters Podcast.
We're all just misfits and odds. We're running around the city at night, underneath the city lights, oh yeah.
Alright, this is Misty from Scream Sisters. I'm sitting here with Adam Green.
Hello.
So Adam, how's the tour going?
It's fantastic. It's incredible. Every night has been like sold out, and last week we got standing ovations for the movie every single night in every city, which was awesome. And then normally conventions are just super exhausting, but this has kind of been a vacation a little bit, because at least we're in one place for 3 days as opposed to a different city every night.
Yep.
But yesterday we did a panel. I was signing all day. Then Haddonfield performed. Then we did a signing for that. And then I performed with Rocking Dead. So I feel like I got hit by a truck. I'm really tired.
You look really tired, actually.
Yeah, I feel like shit. Which is funny. That's what everybody says. They're like, you look terrible. Awesome, thank you.
I don't know, you don't look terrible. You still look good. But...
thank you.
So, I really want to know this. How did you keep it secret for 2 years that you were doing a Hatchet sequel? I would have been dying if I was you.
The whole point in doing it was to surprise the fans and do something special. We sort of tested it with Digging Up the Marrow, where we didn't keep it completely secret, but we just didn't say what it really was. We had said we were doing an art documentary, just so nobody would be interested. If you ever want people to not pay attention to what you're doing, just use the words art or documentary. And everyone was like, yeah, whatever. And then we surprised people by suddenly showing it. And at every screening, we would say, you know, feel free to say what you thought about it, but don't spoil it. Don't say what it is. And it just made the experience way more fun for everybody.
Definitely.
So with this, it was like, we're gonna bring Victor Crowley back and do this, then it would be much more fun to just suddenly show it, as opposed to a year of announcing it, and then the casting announcement, and then set visits, and stills, and clips, and teaser trailers, and it worked. I can't believe it worked, but the way we kept it secret was, I mean, everybody had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but those are kind of useless with a crew that big, because, like, good luck proving who actually spilled. But every crew member, every cast member, I would just sit with them personally for a few minutes. I would show them some of the more touching fan mail that I had gotten recently at the time, stuff from soldiers, disabled individuals, burn victims, children. And I'm like, this is what this series means to them. And if you spill it just to be cool and be the guy who said it first, this is who you're taking this away from. So think about them, and that's who we're doing this for. And how could you at that point? Like, once you, and I understand sometimes the crew, even some of the cast, they don't get to do this part of it. They don't get to meet the fans and read that stuff and meet these people face to face. So I think it helped for them to actually see that what they do means so much to somebody else.
Right.
And that was how we did it. It was just being honest with people and speaking from the heart.
Right. I mean, I got a chance to see it on Thursday, as I told you. And, I mean, it was just truly incredible. It was the best, I think, out of the saga yet.
Thank you.
It really was. And, you know, I'll never give it away or anything. All I've been telling people is if you thought the other movies were gory, wait till you see this. Is that okay to say to people?
That's totally okay.
Okay. So what's going on with Hollis in season 3?
Well, obviously, I've been very busy with this movie, and I'm still busy with it. But I couldn't say what I was busy with.
Yes,
so
true.
We've been rehearsing. The writing is going well. For the longest time, it just wasn't going well. Like, everything I wrote was coming from a place of sadness and anger over Dave. And the cast was just very honest with me when they would read scripts. They're like, you're not ready yet. Like, just wait. Just don't do it right now. And, of course, I felt like I need to do it to get past it, and I was trying so hard to do it soon, but they were right. And I think going and doing Victor Crowley gave me the space between it, and so now it's all going much, much better. So the other problem, though, is we have like a couple options in front of us for how we're gonna do it, and I just until we are absolutely ready to start shooting, I don't want to accept a deal, because some of the places already, if we had accepted a deal and signed a contract, they've already gone under, or they've merged into other companies, and the whole thing would have been lost. So that's one of the dangerous things with this. So, and people always say, just crowdfund it, and then you don't need to deal with that. But
that's true.
I don't believe the audience would step up. They just wouldn't. I mean, that's
the
problem. There's people who would, but the majority would not. One of the biggest problems with that show was that the majority of the audience pirated it. And part of me wants to be like, well, a lot of people didn't get Fearnet. It was a little hard to find, but it wasn't. It was on DVD. It was on Blu-ray. It was on iTunes. They just don't want to pay for anything. So when you sit down with a company that's interested in financing it, they need to see numbers, because there's already two seasons. And when they see how bad the piracy is, I mean, would you finance that if it was your money? You're going to lose all of it. So none of these companies like the fans. They're like, we love the show, but your fans seal everything. So why would we do it? And but I still had faith, because I'm like, well, that was a different situation. You know, Fearnet was supposed to be in 74 million homes, and instead they were in like 17 homes. It just was hard to find. But then with Digging Up the Marrow, same thing. Most people stole it. And so we can't make a sequel to that now. So I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen, because if people keep doing that, it's over. And even waiting for Netflix, like, I use Netflix too. We all do. It's great. But Netflix kind of screwed everything up, because they give everything away. And so the artists don't get anything.
Right.
It used to be that the budgets were small, so you didn't get paid to make the movie. But at least you would get something, some sort of small residual check. But now those are gone. And so you don't get paid anything to do it. And
there's so many horror movies on Netflix. It's like you go on there and it's like you can't even choose.
It's funny. I speak to a lot of young filmmakers whose first movie gets on Netflix, and they are so excited at first. And they're like, oh my God, we're on Netflix. And then you talk to them 3 months later and they're like, we are so fucked. Like, 10 million people watched our movie. We got nothing, and we can't get another one greenlit because the movie didn't make its money back. Mm. So it's hard, but Netflix is great, and the original stuff they're doing is some of the best stuff out there.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
It's still finding its way. It's all working itself out. When VHS first came out, we had the same problem for a little while. Everyone thought no one would ever go to the movies again if you could watch it at home, and there were no residuals at first, and it gets worked out. So I have faith, but I am scared about the piracy, because I don't think people realize how bad it actually is.
I would never do piracy.
I don't even know how to. I wouldn't know how. But YouTube is a, as you saw in the movie, I sort of have a commentary about YouTube.
Yes.
How many times I've seen that my movies are on there, and 200,000, 250,000 people have now watched it, and they've watched shitty versions of it where they like to try to hide it from the sensors that will trigger that there's the movies up there. They'll speed up the sound by a few frames, so now the movie's kind of playing it fast forward, or they reverse the footage, and that's how people watch it. And but forget that, they're stealing it.
And hey everybody, and welcome to Rockin' Shock 2017. Today we have a
I don't know what I was saying.
Pirating. YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, and like YouTube can't tell that a 90-minute or a 2-hour movie is not supposed to be on there. But what they do is, when you complain, they put you through the ringer. You have to, the distributor, whoever owns it, has to send this paperwork to prove they own it for them to take it down. And it's like, come on. Like, you know it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And but they want to leave it up there as long as possible because they're getting hits. And then these assholes who post it are posting it with ads. And they're making money off of it. And then once it does get taken down, 10 more people put it up. It's a virus, and you can't stop it. So that's why I've been touring. I have the only copy of this film, and nobody can steal it. So once it comes out on VOD and DVD, it's gone. So people keep asking, when is it going to come out on home video? It never does. Like, I would rather people not see it than steal it. So we'll see. And I know it's not everybody, and but when it's an indie movie like this, it hurts it way, way more than the big ones. I'm not saying it's right to steal the big ones either, but if these don't at least make their money back, they're never going to make them again. So we're all kind of scared. Every time I make something, I'm like, this might be it. So
it's really sad what happened to Digging Up the Marrow, because it was such a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I would love to see the sequel for it.
Thank you.
But with YouTube, I mean, I have gone on YouTube just to watch your stuff.
Well, the
stuff
that
I've
watched
your channel.
Yeah.
And I've sat there and I've gone on for like days, just and I've gone through all the Horrified and through all of the sleep.
Okay, I'm glad you bring this up though. Like, don't I do enough for free for everybody?
Like, yes, you do amazing stuff.
I don't charge for my autograph. I don't charge for
my
picture.
And there's such great series. There's so much fun. I love Scary Sleepaways.
And those are, each one of those is a full-time job. The movie prep is a full-time job. And it's all for free. And then they still steal the movies. But I do that being like, all right, look, here's, like, I go so above and beyond. Please just support the movie legally where it counts. And they still won't. And then, like, it's a Scary Sleepover, everyone's like, when are you going to do another season? I'm like, you know, it's 50 hours a week to do each episode.
That's a lot of work.
We asked for donations. Six people. Six people out of hundreds of
thousands. I bought stuff from your shop. I bought Digging Up the Marrow. I mean, I'm unemployed right now, but I still bought stuff from your table.
Thank you. I mean, there's the few wonderful people that do, but, like, so we're going to do a Scary Sleepover Christmas special.
Oh, cool.
But unless we get it set up elsewhere, which is going to change the show because someone else is going to own it now and all that, but we can't keep paying for it. It's like bankrupting.
And you have your Halloween episode.
Yeah, the Halloween short. Well, the Scary Sleepover is a Christmas special, but we do a Halloween short every year, so that should be going up soon.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's been hard for me to finish it while I'm touring, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to edit and everything. Just tell me a little bit about Haddonfield.
Okay. So Haddonfield was my gig before all of this, and it was a very successful band, and when my first movie got picked up and I got an agent, it was a really difficult decision about do I go to LA or do I stay here and see what's going to happen with Haddonfield. But I think obviously I made the right choice, but
yes.
I always missed it, and it sucked having it be like not just a side project, but like a side project. And I barely even spoke about it because everybody says they had a band. Like,
yeah, I was shocked. I was in shock when I heard. I'm like, Adam Saints? Really? Cool.
Yeah. Well, the fun thing was last night when we first came out, you could see the body language on people, and their arms were crossed at first. Like, what is this? And then by the second song, they had to admit it was good. Like. So it was a big success last night, and the album is selling great, and people love it.
I got a copy.
Thank you. So it's great that it kind of came back, which was an accident. Like, fans had heard about it, and they always asked where they could hear it. So I played two songs on the 48-hour podcast marathon for the Yorkie Rescue.
Oh, cool.
And the response was so positive. And then the next thing I know, there's a label wanting to sign us. I'm like, where was this 18 years ago? So
strange things happen.
I know. And now we've got a record that came out this weekend, and we're going to be playing more. And it's fun. And I'm so happy to have it again. Like, it was such a huge part of my life, and now to have it back in the front and center is awesome.
So now you're a rock star.
I'm a rock star.
All right, the only other question I have for you is, I've asked you this 2 years ago, but I'll ask you again. What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know what I said last time, but American Werewolf in London.
It's different. I think you said Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw, Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween.
Of course.
The Exorcist.
Rob Zombies is good. But.
Yeah. But American Werewolf.
Texas has scared the shit out of me. Not many horror movies scared the shit out of me,
no,
but
that's it.
And The Grudge. American Werewolf in London is awesome.
That was my biggest inspiration because it was so funny. And my stuff is pretty comedic. Like, Frozen isn't, Spiral isn't.
No, Frozen was scary.
But usually it's comedic. And I think American Werewolf is just a perfect movie.
It's
actually
because
entertaining.
It's got both to it.
Yeah.
It's got the fun, it's got the humor, and it's got the seriousness to it.
And the best
special effects. Oh my God, Rick Baker.
Yeah.
He's amazing. All right, well, thank you very much, Adam, for sitting with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Jess of Doom, and I am with the ever-slashing Kane Hodder.
Ever-slashing, that's pretty good. I haven't heard that one.
All right. I have some questions for you.
All right.
What are your favorite roles or movies you've played or been involved with?
I mean, that, you know, I've done 150 some films.
I know.
So
I've seen your Wikipedia.
It's hard to narrow down, but ones that come to mind, of course, are the Friday the 13th and the Hatchet films. Those are right at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've also done films like Seven.
Okay.
Worked with Brad Pitt on that one, and that was a lot of fun because I think that's an amazing movie. I did one called Monster.
Okay.
With Charlize Theron.
Oh,
she
Monster.
Won an Oscar
that
for
was
it.
A great movie.
Yeah, and I played the cop that arrested her at the end too, so that was amazing to work on. And you know, anytime I'm killing people, I'm happy.
Hello again, everybody. Couple quick announcements.
Delicious.
All right. And my other question, tell me about To Hell and Back.
The story of my life, basically. The visual version of the book. And I'm very happy with the final product.
Mm-hmm.
It really shows everything that was good and bad that I've been through in my life. And a lot of people can identify with either one of those things. So it's been very well received.
Very good. And I hear you have a paranormal group.
Yes, I do. It's Hollywood Ghost Hunters.
She's actually very happy.
I saw you on Ghost Adventures.
Ah, you did.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, Ghost Adventures was fun. They asked us to come on and do an investigation with them, so of course we did.
Cool.
They were a lot of fun. And our group consists of people that make horror films for a living. So actors, special effects people, directors, you know, prop makers, anything to do with horror films. That's part of the requirement to be in our group. So it's an interesting group of people. See if we can get scared instead of creating scares.
Very true. Okay. What do you think about the success of this Friday 13th game?
The game?
For the success of it.
Well, I love it, considering it's all me in the game. I'm very happy. I did all the motion capture for the game. Anytime Jason is moving in the game, it's actually me. So I really think they did a good job. It's an amazing game to play, and it's very well done. We're all very happy. Savini's involved,
yep.
And Harry Manfredini, and Sean Cunningham. So it's a quality product, and we're all very happy with it.
Well, I've actually played it, and I enjoy it very much.
Good.
Me and my boyfriend make time at the end of the night to at least play for 2 hours before we go to bed.
2 hours? Jesus. That's pretty good.
Well, I like to play the counselor.
Yeah.
I'm not very
so
good.
Do I.
I'm not very good with, like, the Jason character. It's too many buttons for me.
Yeah, I mean, I know how it is to do the killing, so I want to try and get away from the fucking guy.
All right, and that's something we'd like to ask our guests, is what is your favorite scary movie?
That is probably the first one I ever really was impressed by. It still remains my favorite. And any idea what I might be thinking? No, it's an old one, but it's still good when you watch it today, and that's The Exorcist.
Okay, yep.
Such a well-done movie. And for something like that came out in 1974, for it to still be watchable and not a joke, as so many movies become, that's a powerful thing.
It's so creepy, even today.
Almost done, Mike, right?
Yeah, almost done. What is your favorite part about playing Jason Voorhees?
Two words.
And?
Killing motherfuckers.
Well, there you have it, folks. The infamous and ever-slashing Kane Hodder. This is Jessa Doom with the Scream Sisters, and we are live at Rock and Shock. Have a great day.